welcome back to another episode of Level Zero Techs. My name is Autumn, and with me, as always, is Editor Grant and
Hi.
Former Editor Amber.
What's up?
The artist formerly known as Amber.
Yeah. Formerly known but as Editor Amber.
She's still known as Amber.
Now her name's like a weird symbol. It's like impossible to pronounce.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do peeps today, but we're doing them at the end.
Yeah, we're waiting for the end.
Yeah,
so
we're going to make you wait.
Stay tuned. Don't scroll.
Can we show off the peeps that we're going to try today?
So I already showed you the messed up peeps.
We got regular ass peeps. We got Dr. Pepper peeps.
Dr. Pepper. Ugh.
And then we got cotton candy peeps. I was at the Dollar.
They have blue little flecks on them.
I was at the Dollar Tree and I was like, who can choose just one of these wonderful flavors? So.
I love how their eyes are so haphazard.
Yeah.
Like they've just been flung on their face and they're like, eyes are like.
All righty. Let's get into the main bit of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying something different this week. I'm the one who edits these podcasts. And I've noticed that we've had a decline in viewership, it seems. We get the same five people who like watch us every time, and I'm very thankful for you guys, but I want to try to get more people watching us because I'm selfish.
I'm excited to try some tartrazine in these.
My favorite flavor is the beta carinol. I made that up.
It sounds like a real thing.
Yeah.
But in an attempt to change things up, we're going to try to keep these episodes a little bit shorter, and we got bullet points.
We're prepared.
Yes.
Look how prepared we are.
Mine are in my brain.
Yeah.
I wrote yours down, Grant.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I would like to point out that I got a new notebook. Amber found it for me today.
What the hell? It's like a hardback notebook.
Yeah, and it's got a whale on it.
It's from Gigabyte.
It's from last year. It's got a 2023.
Did Wendell get that at like a thing he went to?
It's probably it was sent to him from when he got a server or something.
It's like swag.
They always put the most random things. It'll be like, here's a server and this like wooden bound notebook and like.
Remember when MSI sent us like a stuffed dragon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
They also sent Wendell this huge MSI like crate.
Well, the Falcon people sent us coffee.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
So it's like, it is really random.
Yeah, they sent coffee in addition to like, here's a custom PC just for you and coffee.
And the coffee's in the video too.
Mm-hmm. It takes a coffee break. So Amber, what is your first point?
My first point is NVIDIA week coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is coming up and I will not be here.
You're going to be in Mexico.
I am not entirely sure what NVIDIA week is. All I know is that it is a week of NVIDIA and that like I don't know exactly what he's seeing. Are these new cards, the 5000 series? Mm-hmm. Like what? Like I'm not sure.
Well, there's probably going to be a lot of AI stuff because that's what NVIDIA seems to be going.
Yeah, NVIDIA's big
things,
the AI stuff. Here's what I've read about the 5000 series stuff, which I found very interesting. This is all rumor and speculation. And this is going to tie into one of my bullet points later.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The VRAM apparently on the upcoming NVIDIA cards is either like barely better than the 4000 series or not better at all.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And it's like, okay.
Seriously?
Well,
that's what
again,
it's like.
We're going to get to what I'm going to, my little segment here because I've been doing some experimentation. But I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
It's like kind of odd.
It is odd. Because you got AMD like cranking out 16 gigabytes for the budget.
Well,
budget.
The XTX has 24 gigabytes of VRAM.
Yeah, like, it's like
the 7900 XTX.
If you want the same amount of VRAM, you're going to spend significantly more money with NVIDIA.
But
so
that other money might go to something else, which I'm going to talk about.
Right.
So anyway, NVIDIA week. That's going to be fun. Probably going to be several videos out of that.
I would assume.
Do you think he's going to? We don't know exactly what he's going to do. We know he's going.
Wendell goes places, we also like get surprised with the audience.
Like we don't really. Yeah.
We're like, oh, that's cool. That's
the
happening.
Only reason we figured this out is because I sent a message last week saying, hey, reminder, just I'm not going to be here this coming week.
Going to be in Mexico.
Going to be in Mexico. And Wendell was like, oh man, Grant's going to have a lot to edit by himself then. So
all the videos you see from that will be a Grant special.
Unless we wait, and then when I get back, I can work on some too.
He'll probably
bang out a few.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But
speaking of NVIDIA, that's a good.
Speaking of NVIDIA, this is pretty hype.
Yeah, you were teasing it just a second ago.
So for probably when did the 3090 come out? Was that 2 or 3 years ago? Almost.
I want to say 2019.
2020? I think it might maybe during the pandemic, because I remember it might have been during
one could get them.
Right.
Right.
So I've been using a 3070 for a long time. Right. Yeah. I play games at 1440p generally. And the 3070 has been doing very good for me. Mm-hmm. But recently I've been running into games where it's like, yo, you only got 8 gigabytes of VRAM. Like, this might be a problem. Like, Dragon's Dogma 2 is coming out. And I was, there's a character creator demo out, and I was farting around with it, and I was looking around in the options, and like, it was like, yeah, gigs of VRAM is kind of low for what you want. And I'm like, well, I want to try to run it at 60 frames looking good, right? Mm-hmm. So I talked to Wendell. I was like, is there, you know, do we have a card I could use that might have more VRAM? And he's like, oh, yeah. And he gave me a 7900 XTX.
And he's letting you keep it?
I don't know if he's letting me keep it forever, but I'm going to use it for a while.
Wow.
But
Aaron's a little jealous.
I'm using it, and like, I'm thinking,
he's giving me stuff. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, this might make a good video, because is more VRAM the end-all be-all?
Yeah.
Right. Because I've been testing a lot of games that I have found have had not great performance with my 3070. Mm. So stuff, and some of that's down to the game, and some of that's down to VRAM probably. But the problem is, I don't think FSR is nearly as good as DLSS. Nearly. Because on the, I could do ray tracing on low and medium on the 3070 with DLSS and get a decent frame rate.
Yeah.
Not great. I mean, you know, it was like 45. At that point, you turn it off, you want to play at 60, right? The ray tracing doesn't add that much. But, like, I don't know. It just feels like DLSS, and DLSS looks better. Like, on Jedi Survivor, turning FSR on made it look grainy, kind of. So I got rid of that. And, you know, obviously I could run it without it, which is great. So on games that are very... It feels like on games that have like ray tracing, and I know the X or the Radeon stuff doesn't do ray tracing as well as NVIDIA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rasterization is so much better, or is roughly equivalent between the two.
Ray tracing, that's NVIDIA technology, right?
No, RTX is NVIDIA technology, but ray tracing in general is not.
Okay. Well, I think it's, I don't even know, like, I wonder if it's truly that FSR hasn't caught up to DLSS, or if it's that the implementation of FSR in video games is subpar compared to
DLSS. I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. I think DLSS is just more mature.
Yeah.
And I think FSR, it's just, I don't know, it looks grainy. It looks weird. Hmm. Like, I'm not a fan of FSR 2. But at the same time, it doesn't really matter, because the VRAM is so much higher that I can just run stuff without upscaling at all.
Right.
So,
right.
But when it comes to ray tracing, you kind of need a little bit of upscaling. You give yourself that extra performance boost.
Yeah, you do.
So... It's interesting. I don't really have my thoughts fully put together yet, mm-hmm. but
is there anything you'd like to reach out to the audience about? Or
I mean, you know, just thoughts. I don't anything you want me to test. If I have it, I'll test it.
Mm-hmm. Wendell was thinking he might do a video. So yeah. If you guys have any questions, you know,
I'm not doing graphs or anything like that. This is all just anecdotal, mm-hmm. because the graphs are good when you want to really talk specific numbers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when you're playing a video game, you generally don't think about the numbers, and you more think about the feel.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm more doing it from a perspective of, I am someone who plays and enjoys a lot of video games. Mm-hmm. How will this affect my experience, rather than let's look at this from a scientific perspective?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think, but I mean, so, like, how, are you going to get B-roll?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Plenty of B-roll.
I know, like, whenever I've done benchmarks in the past and I've needed B-roll, instead of OBS, I've had a lot of luck with AMD's built-in.
Yeah. I do. I will say, I think AMD's software is pretty good.
Yeah. Right it now. Used to be jank, but it's a lot better. Yeah. Now.
I want to try FSR3, the frame generation stuff, because
Cyberpunk.
Okay, so that's good. Actually, I was going to say, with Cyberpunk, I was playing that game.
Yeah.
And, yo, I didn't turn on any upscaling or anything, and I had it maxed out. buttery smooth. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
I know. It's so beautiful.
But yeah, but in all my problem, well, actually, no, I do have a, my display is, I think, 144 hertz. So I could just turn on 144 hertz mode and like see how far I can get it.
True.
So yeah. I think I'll do that.
Well, that's something to look forward to. Anything we want to talk about from the past?
Also, Forspoken has frame gen.
Yeah. Oh, it does? Okay. See, I didn't see. I'll have to look. Mm. Yeah. That game is better than its reputation. Anyway.
But the problem when we were testing Forspoken and he talked about this in the video, FSR3 makes it jittery. Like the shadows go like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Do you mean so it's like shadows freaking out and stuff? Mm-hmm. Not like frame timings.
I think it's just the shadows freaking out with trying to be upscaled.
Mm. You know what I mean by frame timings?
No.
So this is kind of weird.
I know that I tested and I put it in like the MSI Afterburner stuff, but I don't actually know what it means.
So think about.
I just edit the videos. I don't know any of this shit.
Frame pacing is generally the term.
Yeah.
Think about like you're running something. We'll say it's at 30 frames a second, right? Mm-hmm. Like a console game.
Yeah.
30 frames is perfectly playable. Uh-huh. So if you think about it, if the frames are paced out evenly to occur every 1/30th of a second, uh-huh. right? It feels good.
Yeah.
If the frames are paced out where it's like, oh, there's two right next to each other and then there's a gap and then there's like three right next to each other and then there's a gap, it sucks.
So that's why like when the frame time graph, you'll see it do that.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a bad time.
Yeah. That's frame pacing.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. So
like the average is the same, but...
Yeah, the average is the same, but the feel the, when you're doing it.
The feel is different. Yeah, I think Wendell's talked about that before. Yeah. In some videos.
So I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on PlayStation, PS5.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been playing in 30 frames a second because the 60 frames a second mode looks like someone smeared Vaseline all over everything. Mm-hmm. Because the PlayStation 5 is like based on RDNA 2, like mid-range RDNA 2 from like 5 years ago. Yeah. So it's a little janky.
It's weird how quickly things get old in technology.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, it's a next gen console, bro. That was 4 years ago.
I mean, but Wendell, his statement is usually that the technology world is different, completely different every 5 years.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Every 5 years you're looking at a different, like a new architecture. You know, looking at new.
So I've been playing I've been playing in 30, and the frame pacing I've noticed is very good.
Yeah, that's good.
Where it's like, oh no, this is perfect. Whereas you look at something like Bloodborne when it came out, and it was like, oh my god,
Jake.
It felt like
for a game that needed precision.
Yes, yes.
You're like, oh, you need to roll at this precise time. Yeah. It feels terrible to play this.
Talking about precision, you've made something very precisely.
I have.
Amber.
Yeah. This is
Check
exciting.
Out that, segue.
That was a beautiful segue.
Yeah.
Wow,
that was
like look at you.
All the judges are holding up 10 out of 10s, except for the Russian judge. He's like, 7.
That's fine. It was on the nose. It was on the nose.
So with NVIDIA Week, so.
Make sure you're looking at the camera.
I know. I look off to like think. NVIDIA reached out to ASRock. And was like, hey, for our graphics cards, do you have like a fan adapter? So the Tesla graphics cards do not have, they have passive cooling.
Yeah.
Instead of a fan. So basically they're like, if we put enough metal, it will evaporate enough heat. And
the heat sink or whatever.
And we won't need a fan. Terrible idea. Okay. So... So NVIDIA reached out to ASRock and was like, do you have a fan adapter for our cards yet? And they're like, no, but I know this crazy guy. Mm-hmm. And so ASRock gave NVIDIA, because NVIDIA doesn't talk to Wendell. It's so funny. NVIDIA's like, we don't, you know, you shit on us. We don't want to talk to you. So anyway, NVIDIA reached out to Wendell and was like, hey, have you made like a 3D printed adapter for our Tesla graphics cards? And he was like, now, you know, funny you mentioned that, because we have.
I remember.
And it was me.
So NVIDIA went to ASRock and ASRock went to Wendell and then Wendell went to you.
Well,
I remember 4 years ago, something like that. Remember the Quadstellar case?
Yeah.
Remember that thing?
He put them in the Quadstellar. It was literally like a space heater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was so bad. And
Somebody didn't heed the traffic laws. Apparently.
Angry outside. Yeah. So, yeah, NVIDIA went to ASRock, and ASRock told NVIDIA to go to Wendell.
Okay.
So NVIDIA reached out to Wendell. So I made, this has been on the Level 1 forum for a while, but Wendell asked me like a year and a half ago to make a 3D printed fan thing for the Tesla graphics cards, and I did. And then he was like, well, NVIDIA wants to put the fans on them for NVIDIA Week, so we need you to do more Teslas. And guess what? Wendell has more Teslas.
How many does he have? Like 9?
Well, it's not even the...
GPUs, not cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GPUs. He has like 2 other models, and they're bringing... There's like the A100, and then I can't remember, but I think I'm making 2 more models. But NVIDIA was like, also... you can put your logo on it.
Yeah, I noticed the logo there.
Mm-hmm. So I updated it to have the logo, and I wanted to...
Yeah, hold it up. Show it off.
Yeah, I'll show it.
We'll put a picture. I'll make sure to put a picture. They're not going to see it. It's going to be blurry.
You can see the L1.
Yeah. You get the idea, and then I'll put up a picture on top of it.
Yeah.
put like a...
Picture.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
A PNG of like a...
But that's the general shape. Pretty cool.
Put like a PNG of like a rainbow trout going across the screen real quick.
Rainbow trout?
Yeah. Just okay. A PNG real quick right now.
It's done.
Wow. Look at that thing.
Oh, yeah. Is it flying? Oh, there he goes.
Anyway.
So I'm making 2 more of these, and apparently they're going to be on the GPUs at NVIDIA Week.
Yeah. So
since Wendell's going, hopefully he'll go up to the PC and be like, oh my, look, it's our logo.
Yeah, to film it. That'd be great.
Hey, yeah. We did that.
Do you think we could sell those? There's probably not much of a market for it, but...
I feel like knowing Wendell...
He'd just give out
a design like this, he would
STL.
Just make it open source, yeah. And just mm-hmm. anyone could download it. It's on the Level 1 forum if you do want to download it. I have my thread. You just need to buy one of those inline fans and connect it to your motherboard.
Like a...
And it fits in there like a glove, and it has 2 screws on the back because the Teslas actually come with 2 screws at the end for mounting brackets.
Hmm.
But NVIDIA has never made anything for you so to like mount on there.
Like a little fractal fan or whatever?
They thought ahead.
No, it's sort more of. Like a... it's more like a circular fan
okay.
that just shoots out in the side.
See. Okay.
So it would be like fan here... card here.
I see.
And then it shoots to the side.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it has like the little...
Yeah.
I might change up the logo because you were saying it might be better like inlaid.
Yeah, I instead of beveled, I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah.
Just more like engraved looking.
Yeah.
I think would look a little cleaner. But it is like, it's still really cool that you're getting to do this.
Yeah, I'm happy that I get to do it.
If I had an airbrush, I'd paint it for you.
Yeah, you'd have to paint a whole bunch, though.
Well, we're sending them the STL files, mm-hmm. so they are 3D printing it themselves.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, like, everything that's upcoming.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. Now we can
I think
talk
that's
about
everything upcoming. Now
we can
need
talk about the past.
Yeah, what has happened.
What has happened?
My power went out yesterday.
Yeah.
Because a dude, so I live in this like little neighborhood, this like very serene kind of like old people neighborhood.
Yeah. You sent us a video and it was like, oh, that's a lovely little neighborhood.
Yeah,
and
so quaint.
This dude in a semi truck decided to drive through our little tiny neighborhood. And it was a bad idea because he like somehow ended up with a power line under his tire. I don't know how it happened, but I was working on this video, you know, and my computer just went boop. I'm like, well, that's a thing. So I go outside and there's this friggin' semi truck sitting there with the wire under him. And I'm like, that's no, and then everybody's out in their yards. Like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
So I kind of feel bad for the dude. I go bring him a water and he's like the most Jamaican man of all time.
Interesting.
He's like, yeah, man, I didn't know what happened with my truck. I'm like, it's a pretty.
That's good. That's a good Jamaican accent.
It's a pretty, pretty thin little street. I didn't say this to him. I'm like, it's a pretty thin little street. Like, I've never seen semi trucks come through here. Like,
me coming around the turn.
It's like power lines are usually up, not wheel height.
I don't know how it got there at all.
Yeah.
Legitimately, I have
no clue.
So,
unless he, like, somehow, like, ran over the pole.
He, like, jumped.
Yeah, jumped the pole.
Maybe his, like, the trailer was too tall because he was going down a hill.
Oh, yeah.
Was it that, you know, when you hook up your electricity to your meter, like my parents' meter.
Oh, like it was running downward somehow?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the meter is somebody, on the road.
Somebody was stealing cable.
Yeah, somebody was stealing cable. They wanted to watch Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
My parents' electricity line is next to the road, and it comes down so they can just like stop in the road basically and check the meter and keep going. Mm-hmm. It might have been something like
that. Something like that, but I don't know. It was really bizarre, and I didn't get like I lost like half a work day yesterday. Yeah.
So speaking of, we're doing past stuff, right?
Yeah.
That has
yeah.
happened since mm-hmm. the last one. We got HDMI 2.1 KVMs.
Nice.
So like, what is the benefit for HDMI 2.1 over HDMI 2?
4K 120 hertz versus 60.
Oh, that's pretty
so
good.
So you can have a 4K 120 hertz TV, mm-hmm. and with the KVM, it does EDID. So
I don't know what that means.
I used to know. Extended something something identification. It's basically like when you have a fickle monitor, it like sinks to the monitor.
I see.
It like
level zero text, everybody.
I don't know. It's like the profile of the monitor, it learns. So instead of having to like handshake every time and figure out how to connect to the monitor, mm-hmm. it just defaults back to that profile that you've like learned. Yeah. And then it says like, okay, I know how to connect to this. I'm not a good salesperson for the KVMs.
Oh, neither am I. I barely know what they do.
I am good when I'm writing posts because I can like gather all the knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then like
you think about it.
You
yeah.
have time to think about. Yeah.
Saying on it, the spot, your improv's a little.
Saying it impromptu, I'm like, you it's know, good.
Amber, these KVMs sound delightful, but I'm just not sold. What's the use case for these KVMs?
Please don't ask me this.
What if I'm watching my stories, and little Timmy wants to play Monster Hunter?
Okay.
How would these KVMs help me?
I don't think they do. I don't think you can do two things at the same time. It's just switching between two computers at the same time and using one monitor.
Oh, so your product's not for me then.
Well, you can. There's two monitor.
Okay. Two monitor for one computer?
It also.
It's my favorite shock video. Did you ever see a USB party?
Oh my God.
Oh no. We're going off the rails. We're not even one episode into trying this new thing and we're already
rails. We're doing so good.
I had a real question.
It has this thing, I'm gonna be honest, I have no clue how it works. Okay.
Let's move on then.
Do you want to hear about it?
No.
If you don't know how it works, you're just it. Okay, let's move on. Grant,
yo,
what videos did you work on?
So the I did mini the PC. 79 what now?
You did the mini PC.
Oh yeah, the one where it was the big beefy one, the HX100G or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that thing actually seems really good if you like. It's like a console alternative even. It's a little bit more expensive than like a PS5 or a Xbox, but mm-hmm. it's a PC.
It does
like
have an AMD GPU in it.
Yes, you can do PC things with it, but it's also like pretty good for playing video games.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I think that'd be a good like middle ground between mm-hmm. I don't want to get all the way into PC gaming like a maniac mm-hmm. like me. But I want to play the hottest, latest.
Yeah.
And it seems like it runs stuff pretty good. Like Baldur's Gate looked like it ran great.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's pretty cool.
And then
I will say my big videos were the Flex, the Super Micro video with the Flex GPU that Wendell had to go around Intel's back to get. So Intel didn't want to give us or like sell individually a Flex 170 GPU.
Why is that?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, we're not going to do that, Wendell. Sorry.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know, yeah.
He doesn't know, yeah.
So
in this latest video that we just released today that's doing very well on YouTube.
Go watch it.
It's been up for you guys for a day before recording this, but he's thinking that it's not something that they want to try to support, like with people doing things with it that it wasn't intended to be used for.
So
and the joke in the video is that he's playing 17 different, streaming 17 different videos of the Gandalf Sacks meme.
Yeah.
Is
this intended use case?
Yeah, we didn't intend for this use case, says Intel. But yeah, so that's doing really well. It's very niche content.
It's popping off.
Which I think is good for us. I don't think...
that's where we thrive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to get... Like, we're getting a lot of views right off the bat, but I don't think it'll probably get above 100,000 views, technically.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
I mean, it'd be cool, but the first video didn't. Hmm. And it's more open than this video. So... It's not necessarily about the views, but as Wendell said to me earlier on Teams, it says this is a very niche video. But
no, let me get the quote.
Okay, yeah, pull
I'll
up the quote.
I'll get you the quote, and then.
But it is a very cool thing. Somebody on Floatplane said I can finally host my Minecraft LAN parties or something like that. That was really funny. Shout out to that guy.
He said it came together well. It's obscure, super nerd content, but the nerds are watching it. Have deep pockets.
Yeah.
So it's Warhammer content.
Yeah. So yeah, that was fun.
Like the people who watch it are interested is what he meant.
Mm-hmm. And I think
because it is expensive.
Yeah. But I like doing content like this over like a general GPU review.
Yeah.
Or the mini PCs.
Like I had both sort of videos, like GPU videos, we normally have to get like we have a short amount of time to get them out.
Yeah.
But because they're like every other GPU video.
It's like motherboards.
Yeah.
Like all the motherboard videos are basically the same video.
Yeah.
It has USB ports. That's crazy.
So what? It was more, I know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
So even though like I only had 2 days to work on this video, I was more entertained, I guess, editing and more like wanting to edit the video because I thought it was an interesting topic. Compared to like GPU, like our GPU stuff.
Yeah, when the topic is interesting. And like,
don't get me wrong, a lot of times GPU stuff, we get comments of saying like, hey, other people didn't say anything about this aspect of it. Thank you for, you know.
Like we
do things differently.
Even on mundane topics, like we kind of touch on stuff other people kind of don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But I hope we do more stuff like this Flex 100. 170 stuff, just like really niche, because I think that's where we're good at.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
especially because Wendell, you can tell Wendell is like really passionate about
it. It's always fun when he's excited about it.
If he's excited, I'm excited.
Yeah. Here's some foreshadowing for you. I asked him the servers that have the Tesla graphics cards in them, like, can you get them out sometime so I can measure them for the fan?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, I have to do a video about I have to take them all out for a video soon anyway, so we'll just do it all at the same time. So there's some sort of NVIDIA Tesla shenanigans coming up, and he's
you
taking
said
like
that in the upcoming part, Amber.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You're also look at the camera.
I'm sorry. I like to look at the person who's talking.
I did that. 7900 GRE.
Yeah,
you did.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I had to get that one out real fast too. That was like a day.
That thumb grip.
I mean, look, the treasures of the Orient await.
Alrighty.
There's not really anything to say about that video. It's just, yo, it's a video card.
Yeah.
And the name is funny.
Yeah, it was a rabbit, you know, year of the rabbit.
It was a Chinese, it came out in China.
The dragon.
Yeah, last year, which was the year of the rabbit. Now it's the year of the dragon.
So it came out in the wrong year.
Yeah.
What's your Chinese zodiac?
I'm a pig.
You're a pig? What am I?
Dragon.
I am.
You're
a
dragon?
Yeah.
I'm a horse. Hmm.
Dragon, and then the dog thing. Remember we looked it up?
Mm.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking up our Chinese zodiacs, and yours was like, apparently there's a year and a month.
And like metal or like your element or whatever is yes.
So like you're
horse.
The pig, mm-hmm. like the month of the rat or something.
Yeah.
And then whatever mine was, it said like, you're really compatible with this one, but not compatible with this one. And I was like, that's why I only half like you, Autumn.
Yeah. Speaking of only half liking, let's get to the peeps.
Let's do it.
I'll do like a transition.
So anyway.
Should we start with the peeps. Normal?
We're going to start with
palette?
The baseline.
Yeah.
These are peeps, regular ass peeps.
We need something to
they
compare.
They are gluten-free and fat-free.
They're fat-free?
Yeah. That's what it says.
It's okay. They got enough carbs to make up
for the
28
calories
fat-free.
Per chick, 34 carbs for 5 chicks.
I was expecting that to be higher, honestly.
So one is probably...
Quality candy is our family tradition. If you are not satisfied with the quality of this product, please save the unused portion and package. Contact us at phone number or visit peepsbrand.com.
They really advertise you to call and harass them about, like, my peeps' eyes are fucked up.
I hate these peeps.
Yeah.
Why they taste...
Fuck you. We're sorry, sir. We're sorry.
Why
peeps.
Do they taste like chemicals?
Yeah.
My
Don't you know I hate marshmallows?
My chemical peeps, Mance.
My chemical peeps.
This was Gerard Way, Mikey Way, the other members of My Chemical Romance whose names I can't remember.
Oh, these feel worse than the strawberries ones.
Do they?
Yeah.
They're the classic. These are they classic? Tough?
No, it's just like they're more covered in the sugar. Look at that. They're all over my fingers.
Very... See, let's give it a squish test.
Let's give it a...
I could have sworn these were bigger and like looked better as a kid. Maybe that's like...
Looked better, maybe. I'm going to eat the really messed up one.
Okay.
I feel like it could be
put
softer.
Out of his misery.
It's really...
Yeah.
All right, let's go in. Oh, these are stale.
That's why I'm saying that they could be softer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I'm not going to finish mine.
Ugh. That's fine.
It's so sugary.
Yo, it's a peep.
Yo, it's a peep. Right. But I mean, I've had better peeps. Like when they're like not stale, they're like softer.
what the heck, Dollar General?
How do we feel about dark?
What the heck, Dollar
okay,
General?
We're getting stuff on
I was expecting quality items from you.
Here's a question. How do we feel about Dr. Pepper in general?
I like Dr. Pepper.
Same.
I don't drink dark pop.
Although I'm now more of a Mr. Pibb person. I've gone Coke.
Turncoat. Turncoke.
Jinx.
I have.
Minnesota.
Damn it.
I've never tried Dr. Pepper. So.
It's got 23 flavors.
I tried the crock pot Pepsi, though.
And it's mostly cranberry flavor.
These are soft. This is what.
Yeah, these are normal.
These are
this
what
one has one
like.
Eye. And
yeah,
then his
and it doesn't
eye
feel as crusty.
That's true.
All right, let's try this. I'm into it.
Yeah.
No.
That's better than regular peep.
These are quality.
Wow. All
right, these can.
You can taste the syrupiness.
Yeah.
These can go
away. I used to have
I'll eat another
Dr.
One
Pepper
too.
Dr. Pepper jelly beans.
Ooh.
That's what these remind me of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're actually like not stale.
Yeah.
They're squishy.
Was there only three in that?
In the
oh, there's five.
There's
and
five
I had one.
Ate
you
ate
guys
it.
Had two.
Yeah.
I can do that.
These eyes are killing me.
You know that distinctive cola taste?
Yeah.
The peeps have it,
mm-hmm.
but I usually hate it in pop.
This first one.
Please, you need to put up the picture.
I will. I'm taking a picture now. It's like on his neck.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's like Wes Craven, The Hills Have Eyes peeps.
I don't like the aftertaste of the peeps, really.
Mm-hmm. I think it, you know.
Oh, this one's marshmallow is pink.
Ooh.
Instead of white.
The others were white.
Yeah.
How was the squishiness? Mm,
it smells like cotton candy.
I think this is going to be way too sweet. I don't know.
It's like Shawn Michaels, too sweet, you know.
It's got like the Breaking Blad. Breaking Bad meth.
Breaking Vlad. Is that the Dracula one?
It does smell very sweet.
All right, let's...
We gotta cook.
We have to cook the blood.
No, we gotta cook the blood.
Blood. Let's see. It's not terrible. Doesn't really taste like much of anything.
See, I like this one.
Yeah. I'd say Dr. Pepper's the best, and then these, and then...
I would say the cotton candy's the best. Yeah. Really? Because I just don't really like cola.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Dr. Pepper one doesn't actually taste like Dr. Pepper. It tastes like the sugar-free Dr. Pepper.
You want another one?
No.
No.
I'm just gonna eat this one.
I've eaten my 35 carbs, so...
Yeah, these are pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm. I was expecting them to be too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
When Chase, when you say too sweet, you got to hold up your hands like this. It's a wrestling thing.
Mm.
90s wrestling thing.
Is it?
Yeah. They used to do this. Like, you ever heard of the NWO? Mm-mm. Okay, never mind.
I've heard of the NWA.
Yeah, it's Ice Cube, Eazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, MC Yella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cotton candy was better than the original.
They were more messed up, but they tasted better.
Just goes to show that appearances aren't everything. Yeah, don't judge it's what's on the inside. Cover. You judge people by what's on inside. And that's a lesson I think we can all learn.
All right. If you liked how we did this episode this time, let us know. If you didn't like it, we'll go back to our usual ramblings, I guess.
I think this was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. This is goodbye.